The United Nations Security Council is grappling with a troubling question in the Democratic Republic of Congo. How could UN peacekeepers not know about mass rapes that were taking place over a period that lasted 4 days this summer? The UN says the troops didn't find out about the atrocities until more than a week after they ended. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, sounded exasperated after a UN Security Council meeting yesterday. She says she raised pointed questions about the rapes in eastern Congo.
It was a disturbing briefing, both for what we learned and what we don't know still.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has sent top officials to investigate, and Ambassador Rice says she and her colleagues have started brainstorming about how to step up communications between remote Congolese villages and UN peacekeepers.
In many instances, those procedures have worked. In this instance, clearly, they did not, and we need to know why and what mechanisms might be put in place to ensure that this type of horror is not repeated again and again.
The International Medical Corps, which alerted the UN of the rapes, first learned of security problems in the area through a UN email alert at the end of July, according to the humanitarian group's vice president, Rebecca Milner.
There was a notice that there were armed perpetrators in the area that was distributed through the humanitarian listserv.
Then on August 3rd, a local leader came to her organization to seek help. And when medical teams managed to get to the villages in North Kivu province on August 6th, they heard stories about how several hundred rebels gang-raped women over the course of 4 days.
And often the rapes took place in front of the women's children and husbands, in front of their families.
156 women have since received treatment, Milner says, and the number of women coming forward is rising.
The scale of this, I think, was quite startling. And in our recent records, we haven't dealt with this number before.
UN officials are still looking into who knew what and when. The top UN official in Congo, Roger Mee, says there was a patrol that went through some villages in the area on August 2nd, but none of the villagers alerted the UN peacekeeping mission known as MONUSCO about the rapes. In a video conference with reporters in New York, Mee speculated as to why this was the case.
Is it conceivable that the local villagers were afraid of reprisals if they reported anything to MONUSCO? Possible. Is it conceivable that they were ashamed of what has happened in some form? That's possible.
Privately, UN officials also worry about this, whether villagers don't trust UN peacekeepers. There are only 80 peacekeepers at the outpost that covers the area where the attack occurred, and officials describe it as a vast region with impassable roads and very limited cell phone coverage. Sexual violence is a widespread problem there and will likely remain so as long as rebel movements are fighting, according to the UN's outgoing humanitarian chief, John Holmes.
The reality is that until these armed groups are dealt with once and for all, this risk is still going to be there, and however well MONUSCO performs, they are not going to be able to stop every case of rape. They can't be behind every bush.
The U.S. wants the UN to do a better job of at least knowing where civilians are at risk. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.